Joining us now, he's out there. There's a bunch of history out at this golf course. He's the head golf professional out at Riviera, home of the Genesis Open. Todd Yoshitake joins us. Todd, welcome into the golf shop again.
Hi, how you doing?
Man, we're doing awesome. A little different weather this year from last year, isn't it?
Oh, you know what? I mean, the weather today is just, it's a perfect day. I mean, it was warm, breezy, and the course is drying out. We've got a lot of water on the course the last 3 weeks, which is unusual for us. But overall, I mean, we're hoping the weather stays this way.
Well, I mean, I guess the question is, when you your course, I don't know what it, the sort of the, you know, what the substrate is there. I mean, does it drain well when you guys get water? I mean, how can the weather affect play at Riviera?
Well, you know, this golf course is probably the best draining golf course that I have ever seen. I mean, it you know, running through it is a barranca that is pretty much a river that runs right out to the ocean. And when water gets in here, you know, you can play in a storm out here, and the greens drain really good, the fairways drain good, and the Kikuyu is a perfect surface for the water. I mean, it's playable. The only thing that's going to affect it will be the bunkering, you know, if that gets flooded over. But other than that, I've never seen a golf course drain like Riviera.
Well, and I'm looking at the scorecard, and of course, you know, I think I asked you this last year as well. I'm really curious when we sit here on the East Coast and we're watching these tournaments being played at courses that we've seen but maybe never been on and played. Where can we expect, you know, players to make a push, and then again, where can we expect maybe to see some carnage?
Well, Riviera, you know, it's the way it starts. I mean, you start with a par five that everybody expects to birdie or eagle it. So right away, it's just getting out of the gate. That's the number one thing. And then you turn around and you play a good par four and then some short par fours coming down. So I think it's a starting – you want to start off on this golf course fast. You know, a lot of guys will start off with eagle or eagle, par, birdie, and that's a common start, or birdie, par, birdie. You know, there's a lot of – they get under par faster. And then after you get through – 9, which is a really tough par 4, and 10, which you feel like you should birdie every time, but sometimes you're just happy to make a bogey. And then you have a very reachable par 5, 11. After that, the golf course just gets tough. From there on in, you got some tough par 4s going into the ocean breezes, and then 18, which is just, you know, it's a blind tee shot, you know, where if you hit it right, you're going to make a bogey. So it's kind of that's how I all see Riviera, is getting out of the gate good and just hanging on.
Yeah, I mean, you start strong, but, you know, number 6 is a, you know, 165 to 170-yard par 3, and then 16 is another par 3 between 160, 170 yards that I think are sneaky holes. I mean, I don't think guys can go in there and think that there's never going to be a bogey.
Right. I mean, the par 3s out here are unique. I mean, number 4, it plays 230. You know, number 6, we have a tee back there now where we play it at 200.
Wow.
And then for 3 of the 4 days, and then that's the green with the bunker in the middle. So it's virtually 3 different greens, and if you miss the green you're supposed to be on, it's really hard to get it up and down. And then you end with 14, which is about 187, and then 16, which is 165, you know. So, and that 16th hole, I think more tournaments have been decided on that hole alone than any other par 3 in the golf course.
All right, so let me ask you two questions.
Uh-oh.
The heck with where the PGA Tour players carnage and where they're going to make their moves. What about you? What's your favorite hole in the golf course? And then also, is there a hole that's just your nemesis? I mean, I was a member at a course here in the Charlotte area for like 7 years. And the 18th hole, it didn't matter if I hit it in the middle of fairway 100 yards from the hole or if I laid up the 200 yards and tried to hit something in. I could make 6 from anywhere on a par 4. So what's kind of – do you have a nemesis hole out there?
Well, I think the nemesis hole for me is probably it's 10. You know, 10's a hole where, I mean, if you're long, you can try and drive it. I don't try and drive it. I usually lay up to the layup area, and you're hitting a 80, 75-yard shot into a pin. And, I mean, it's pretty hard to hit 25 yards away from a 75-yard shot. You know, you have to try and hit that shot. I mean, if you've got if you think you have any game at all, you got to try and hit a 75-yard shot at the pin. So, but you know, and if you miss it, you're probably going to end up making a bogey or potentially worse. So that's kind of the hole I think we're it's the hardest starting hole. So, you know, the tour event, you start on 1 and 10. One day you start on 1, the next day you start on 10. It's got to be one of the hardest starting holes in golf because, I mean, you could actually, you know, end your tournament on that first 10th hole. So that's always been my nemesis hole. One of my favorite holes out here, which I don't think is known very well, is probably 12. It's just such a beautiful hole. That's the hole with bogeys, Humphrey Bogart's tree on it. And it, to me, that's just the most beautiful hole in the golf course. It's kind of tucked away on the far corner of the course, and it's tree-lined, and it's gorgeous. You know, every time I get there, I feel like I'm looking at a picture. Yeah. So
I don't know how I feel about a hole with a tree named Bogey on it. I mean, could it be double bogey? You know.
I know.
Well, you brought it up, so now it's time for me to ask about the old Hollywood feel. I mean, this is a course that. You know, I've followed the tournaments that have taken place out there forever. Now it's the Genesis Open, but you guys have had, you know, you've had winners, Phil Mickelson and Fred Couples, Nick Faldo, all the way back to Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead. But in many ways, you're best known for, you know, your connection to Hollywood, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, Charlie Chaplin, Dean Martin, Howard Hughes. You've got all these, this connection to old Hollywood. So I imagine, you know, that is still alive and well in many, many ways. You know, do you feel that when you're out there still, or does it, has it become, you know, just another golf course for a lot of people?
You know, I mean, Riviera is really unique in that it sits down. It's a riverbed. What it is, it's a big riverbed, and so there's walls all around the side of the golf course, and on top of those hills, or the walls are the homes, the big homes up there. So, and then there's big eucalyptus trees in the golf course. So when you're playing the golf course, all you see these big eucalyptus trees and these walls, these big canyon walls. So you really feel like you're sitting down there on a stage, and you're on a stage, and people are looking down at you the whole time you're there. It's really quite surreal. And then so you're in there, and you don't even see a car. You never see a building. And you're right there, right in LA's, but you don't see anything. You know, all you see is kind of the tops of the trees and the ocean, the breezes coming in and out. So it's really very, very peaceful and serene. And I think that was always a big attraction for people, especially like the old Hollywood people coming out to see the golf course, because it was at that time it was the beach getaway. You know, that we have. A lot of people know, but our clubhouse has 30 rooms on top where there used to be all the old parties up there with all the Rat Pack, and everybody would come up there. They go there for a weekend and play golf there, and you know, just hang out there, and it was their place to get away to from Hollywood. So, you know, the course hasn't changed much, so it's really the same feel when you're down there. So the skyline hasn't changed much either. The homes have gotten bigger. That's about it.
Do we have any celebrity ghosts that hang around and play golf out there? I mean, with all the nostalgia, yeah. Somebody's got to see something at some point, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, things that have happened in the clubhouse every now and then I hear a creak, especially late at night. I hear when we're getting ready for the next day, and you know, I hear a creak or something. Like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, so. you guys got to have like old cigar and brandy scented air fresheners just to freak people out, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Again, we're talking with Todd Yoshitaki, the head golf professional out at Riviera, and you know, when we talk about, and Mike brought up some of the past winners, it's an interesting mix. I mean, you know, Bubba Watson's kind of made it his playground the two out of the last 3 years. So we know he hits it a long way. You know, Phil hits it a long way. You got guys like Adam Scott. I mean, Freddie Couples has won there in the past. Mm-hmm. But you've got guys like Tom Kite, Corey Pavin, Mike Weir, you know, guys that you don't necessarily, Steve Stricker, guys that have other parts of their game. They don't have the length. What kind of guy, with the way the course is going to shape up this year, what kind of guy do you see rising to the top of the leaderboard?
You know, this golf course, I think, always favors the person that can control the iron shots, work the ball both ways. It requires, because the greens, being as they are, small greens and Kikuyu grass around it, you know, you got to be really precise with your irons to get to the pins. So I think, yeah, sometimes we get bombers that win it out here, but those guys are—they're having spectacular weeks hitting their irons. You know, when Bubba won out here, he had an unbelievable shot, cutting the ball into that back pin on 18, and that's why I think you see guys like Mike Weir winning. He won back to back. You know, or Corey Pavin, unbelievable. You know, the ability to win back to back out here is unbelievable. So, you know, we're hoping for a great champion this year, and we have a great field. So,
what kind of score do you think we might see on Sunday?
You know, it really varies. Right now, this time of year, which is interesting, we have no rough. You know, during this time of year, Kikuyu grass, and we don't overseed, but it's pretty dormant. So it's just there's really no rough out there. So, depending on the firmness of the greens, I think that's what controls the scoring out here. It's fairly soft, so I think we're going to see some decent scores. We're going to see some 65s and 66s this week. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get something in the 15 under to win.
All right, so we've been having a lot of low, low, low scores. You just said 65, 66. Can anyone, we seem to be on 59 watch a lot so far in this in this session. I mean, is that possible out there?
You know, the guy's going to have to be obviously hitting some miraculous iron shots into tough pins. And it's possible. I've always thought Riviera's got the toughest greens to read because it is a riverbed and it appears fairly flat, but they do have a predominant break towards the ocean here that you can't see. So that's always the trickiest thing for players every time they come here for the first time or for the past champions know that. They understand that. So it's just like that's the predominant break of the golf course. It's just kind of a slight downhill towards the ocean.
All right, well, Todd, before we let you go, I want to take you out to the practice facility where I'm sure you've had your share of egomaniacal people show up and be humbled by this game. Is it true, in your experience, that even the most, you know, famous person in the world who maybe thinks a lot of themselves can find themselves humbled by this game and willing to learn new lessons?
Well, you know, that's this great game we have. I mean, this game will humble everybody, right? It'll humble the best tour player in the world. You know, you can see it. They win a tournament the next week. They're a different player. So, I mean, I that's one thing I've seen out here from all the players that have come through here and all the members and guests that, you know, if you're a member here, you're a lover of golf and you respect the game because you have to in this game. If you don't have respect for this game, you can't keep playing.
Exactly. Well, Todd, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to a great event out there, and good luck.
All right, thank you.